Our first guest this morning, it's a pleasure to have trainer Andrew Forsman on the program to kick us off on Breakfast with the Kiwis. Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Great, guys. Just leaving the Sydney airport. It's torrential rain here.
Yeah, I heard that. Trans-Tasman trainer Andrew Butch here. Welcome in. Firstly, a winner during the last week out of the Flemington stable. Must be nice to be domiciled at headquarters there in Melbourne now.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously very convenient, access to good training tracks, and great to get a winner at our second runner from the stable.
Fantastic. Righto, let's have a look at these New Zealand runners. You're spread across both of the venues with some nice chances. Kick off in the first at Pukekohe Park, Rabici and Ethereal Star. Rabici's had excuses its last couple in a freshen up, and Ethereal Star, she is very good when she's good.
Yeah, look, Rebecca's fibrillated his last two starts. We haven't had that happen before with a horse, so we've just freshened him up a little bit. He went back to the trials the other day. He came through that in good order. So he's back to the mile with the blinkers off. He'll probably just get back and be a little bit outpaced. We just want to see him come through the run well, and he can go to a middle distance pretty quickly again off the back of that. Ethereal Star, she's probably the better suited in the race. She's got the ability to jump and put herself forward in a small field, and I think she should be hard to beat.
She likes Pukekohe Park as well. Good record there. Righto, in the second, you release one here, a two-year-old, Yoldi, from Barrier 1. Look, he's unbeaten at the trials, 3 from 3. I know two of them on the synthetic, but I thought he was really good at Taupo in his last trial. Has he pleased you since?
Yeah, he has. He's trained on really well. To look at him, he doesn't strike you as a two-year-old type. He's quite big and rangy. But he keeps stepping up, and he's come through all his trials well. So I guess we just hope he can take trial form to race day.
Yeah, hard to know, but that barrier certainly helps. It's a big help in two-year-old racing for them to be able to follow a rail.
Yep, absolutely. He should be sort of either trailing the leader or three back at worst, and he'll certainly get his chance from that draw, and would be disappointed if he didn't run well.
Righto, into the feature, the Dunstan Horse Feeds. This one, a couple of open handicappers with sights in a few weeks' time to the Easter, I'm sure. St. Bathins has been racing really well, and Devastate resuming. Devastate raced in the best of company as a three-year-old.
Yeah, he did. He appreciates probably a little bit of cut in the ground. I think the track will be relatively good there on Saturday. So again, it is just a run to get him going, and ideally second up, he'll be in the Easter. And the same with St. Bathins. He's dropping back from racing at a mile. We didn't want to go basically a month between runs into the Easter. So dropping back and trip, I think he'll still run well. He'll just a good opportunity for him to try and settle off the pace and get a bit of cover and not be exposed. A little bit like he was, he just sort of had to cart the field up on a tough track last start, and he does sort of run well at Pukekohe, and I think he'll perform well again.
And they'll just go that little bit quicker over 1,300 metres, so he might be able to take that position and run, eh?
Yeah, we're in a tunnel now.
Oh. He's in a tunnel, but anyway, he's back with us. Righto, Mr. Mojo Rising was a really good run resuming. This is in race 7. He ran 4th resuming, and Armino in the same race with a good draw.
Yeah, Mr. Mojo Rising, big weight, wide draw. If the track comes up firm, we'll probably save him for Otahi the following Saturday. And Armino, he'll run well. He's drawn good, and if the track's decent, that suits him. Just didn't handle the track at Tauranga the other day.
Blissful Lady in the last. Look, I thought she might be a quick improver off that run resuming, having won over a middle distance two starts ago.
Yeah, really confident with her on the back up coming into today. Into Saturday, she's really well. She's just drawn the outside barrier, which is going to make it very hard. With her pattern of racing, she'll get back and she'll have to come past them all probably to win. But I thought it was a winnable race.
Didn't stack up overly strongly. Righto, let's go to Trentham, where you're sending a few down the line. Kohiroa, a lovely example of the thoroughbred, this horse, and was a good win before going out for a freshen-in spell. He's got a nice barrier. It's a good race, 1,200 metres, and plenty of winners in form in it, but there's just something about this bloke.
Yeah, he is a nice horse. He's got a great pedigree. He's got good ability. Whether it's quite his sort of a race 1,200 metres down the chute, they may just jump and be, some of them might be a little bit slick for them with a bit of practice under their belt, but he'll get back and he'll run on well. He is a horse to follow throughout the preparation.
You go to the Higgins Concrete Manawatu Classic with a couple of runners out of the Oaks, Moonlight Magic and Wren. Look, again, this is not an overly strong race. It's almost a one-win race for a Group 3 at 120,000. They deserve their chance.
Absolutely. That's why they were late nominations. I looked at the noms and thought, well, we were going to keep them fresh and ticking over into a championship stakes at Ellerslie, but decided to have another go at Trentham. And obviously, both of them, I think, capable of getting some of it.
The big roomy confines of Trentham. I thought Moonlight Magic was quite good late in the race in the Oaks.
Doesn't have that. Just don't have the ability to properly put themselves in the race, and they just got caught in bad spots in the Oaks. But a smaller field will suit. Moonlight Magic has the blinkers on, which I think will help her as well.
Righto, to the feature, the courtesy Ford Manawatu Sires Produce. I read during the week, Unknown Red Sea with a bit of rain. They've only had a little bit. It's come up a soft six, and the forecast should come back to an ideal track. Gee, was good last time.
Yeah, he is a nice horse. He's always showing good ability right from his first start. We thought he'd win, and he got beaten by a horse called Velocious. Things haven't quite gone to plan since then, but... look, he is starting to put it together. I think the addition of blinkers certainly helped him. Last start, he was improving into that. I think he's spot on going into Saturday. It's just a matter of can he, with his racing pattern, run out 1,400 at Trentham.
He'd be a much better chance to on a track that's rated as a soft five or a good four than he might have been on a heavy eight or nine, though. Would that be fair?
Absolutely, yeah. We didn't want the rain for him, and he is drawn out, but I don't mind that. He'll roll forward, put himself thereabouts, and probably being off the rail that stage of the day will help.
And the last of your runners over a busy weekend here in New Zealand's in the flying handicap, White Noise. We know how good he is when he's good. He gets into this race nicely with Just Ask Me at the top of the handicap, just 54.5 kilos. I'm sure this is a tune-up run for him to look to defend his Easter handicap crown.
Yeah, it is really. That's the logical race for him to have a go at. He does often perform well fresh. Just hard to know what to make of the end of his last preparation. He put on two uncharacteristically poor runs. He trialled really well at Taupo, and then he trialled only fairly at Tauranga the other day. But his work's been good. A little bit of cut in the track will help him, and well, with the blinkers back on, he hasn't had them on in the trials. He is capable of running a bold race fresh.
Righto, big team, what's the best of them to try and get some beer money for the weekend, Andrew?
I think Go Early and Yaldi in the two-year-old race, I think any sort of lucky should be hard to beat.
Yeah, for sure, on his trial form. Look, appreciate your time. Go well in Sydney, no doubt looking to unearth the next champion at the sales there. Hope you can find one.
All right, cheers, Butcher.